Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. We're on the balcony of the apartment looking out over Bondi Beach, and it is the most spectacular day in the world. There's no wind, and unlike yesterday, it's not overcast and raining. But, you know, yesterday in itself was a beautiful day. It was a day to stay inside. Although we didn't, because with the south wind, it was just fresh and beautiful. And there was, of course, the Gay Pride concert here in Bondi yesterday. Absolutely amazing event. And busload after busload. I heard that they were disappointed in the booking, in the tickets sold, but there were busloads after busloads of such happy people. And, of course, people dressed in the most fantastic, outrageous celebration of Gay Pride. We took the kids out, and the questions they asked were wonderful. And you just get to realize how boring you are and how boring their universe is, because it's not exposed to this level of diversity. It's not exposed to the joys and the happiness and the fun of this level of diversity anyway. So it was a great day for everyone, a great day, a great experience. And then the concert itself, well, the warm-up to the concert was on Friday when they were testing everything. And the sounds of the speakers thundered through our home. But on Saturday night, it was quieter. So I guess with the crowd bunching in, they couldn't be as loud as they were in the testing. We were looking forward, in fact, to a really, really, really loud, wonderful music party on Saturday night, but that didn't happen. It was good, but not as loud as we thought it would be. So, and then, of course, the beach party closed at the council's required 10 o'clock, and then we had the streets full of people wanting to get home. Just in a great celebratory mood. Busload after busload cleared the place, and by 11 o'clock it was getting back to normal, which is the usual screaming and shouting we get on a Saturday night as everybody tries to get home after going to the pub or wherever they go. So that being said, the one thing we need to check in on ourselves every now and again, we need to check in on whether we're dropping into the soup. So it's worthwhile once in a while of making a checklist of what stresses you, what annoys you, what's frustrating you. And it's typically really small things like unloading the dishwasher or putting out the laundry or cleaning the bathroom sink, and you gotta kind of like go, are those things getting exaggerated? Are those things, you know, like, for example, cleaning my desk. Sometimes I've got recording equipment here and there, and maybe a pen, some piece of paper, a book that I've been working through, a coffee cup from yesterday. There's stuff on my desk, and I go, oh. And I don't, you know, the discipline of keeping that desk absolutely pristine starts to wobble, and I get annoyed that I have to do it or take the coffee cup to the kitchen. You know, I do 2.5-3 hours exercise a day, and then here I am complaining that I have to walk from my desk from my office to the kitchen to put the cup in. And so what happens is we start to get, I don't know if the word is lazy, I don't want to give it a label like that, but we start to get a little complacent, and what happens is we get drawn down into the trivia. And one of the reasons I go and on my phone look through the ABC News, which is sort of global, semi-global. SBS's news is much more global, but I try to extract myself from my own little dunghill and make sure I keep what I've got going on in my life in context, so that when I do walk down the back steps to put a load of laundry on and there's a wet bush or a spider web and I go through it, I go, oh, I keep my universe in context to, and I don't want to watch the news full of ads and full of melodrama and videos. I just like to get the core news. And you know, today we're talking about a car hitting a kid on a bike that was stolen 2 years ago, and now they're charging the policeman who was driving the car with dangerous driving or whatever it was. And of course what he's done is he's stopped the motorbike getting away by putting his car in the way of it, and of course the person died. So I feel for that police person, you know, and the challenge of doing their job and then being held publicly liable for what somebody does as a police officer. And I know the particular person who's involved in charging the policeman through an associate, and she is a very vindictive, nasty person who works in the police, in a sense, against the police. So it's just another stress our wonderful services people have to deal with in trying to do a good job, that they will be held accountable if something goes wrong. So I think today's little message, early morning, it's not a sad message. It's just put your life in context every now and again and do a checklist on yourself. Make sure that you're not starting to get grumpy about wiping a table or doing a little something, cleaning your shoes or ironing a shirt or something that's incredibly minor and takes very little time. I saw myself the other day, I was writing a blog, and I saw myself tutting, you know, how you go like that, because I had to go back a line and correct something, a spelling mistake. And I thought, wow, once upon a time, when I first started work, that would have involved whiteout on a type sheet of paper and trying to get the typewriter to type that letter into that space where the whiteout was, and try to hide the damage, or if it was an essay for school, having to rub it out with a ink rubber and rewrite it. So it's funny how we adapt, and then we can still tut. No, I was just marveling at it. All it cost was the movement of my right finger on my pad, touchpad, and type a letter, and I was tutting. So look, we need to be conscious of the ability we have to slip down into trivia. And I think every day, therefore, it's worthwhile using some mechanism to put you in a global context. I would suggest that is not commercial TV, not the commercial news. I would say there's a more focused way to receive that information and gather that and get insight with a less biased, less melodramatic source, and also less impactful. We don't want that sort of the global negativity to become the core that we live through our day or night with. We want to just touch it and then be able to sit in contemplation of it and be thankful for what we've got in a very simple sense. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.